Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Now, I'm not too sure with the title of this episode. I don't know if this is going to be the title or anything. I was like set on it being the title. How many times can I say title in like what, like 2 seconds? Because initially I have the publishing industry and consistency with social media. And this is episode 6, by the way. So, hi everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Who Sound Qualified with your host, Angel Linton. That's me. So, that's the title that I have for it. Because I finally changed the description of my podcast. My podcast. Let me pull it up for you guys. So, I have, amongst other things, Angela Linton is a poet, writer, editor, and publisher. She now hosts a podcast, Who Sound Qualified, where she talks about being just that, alongside whatever else she's interested in at the time, with whoever's willing to listen. Currently, Angela Linton enjoys reading and writing romance and mystery novels, short story collections, poetry collections, and chapbooks, and probably 50 other genres she forgot to list, so they'll most likely make a frequent appearance in these episodes. She may also talk about what was happening in the publishing industry at the time, but only if she feels up to it. So then, that inspired me, because I was like, okay, like, it's about time. It's about time to change the description for it. I mean, I've been saying that for, like, I think I even said that up to like the last episode, episode 5. At least it should be episode 5, last episode, because I tied myself up with how last episode, for some reason, even though I knew like before recording, even though I knew that was going to be episode 5, I was thinking, for some reason, in my audacity, I titled it like episode 4, and then I was like, wait, I think even in the, because I haven't, even the episode was like, I was like, wait, because I think it was like halfway down. Anyways, it was like this huge, I was tying myself up. I mean, I'm making it seem like if it was like this like big, big thing, but it really wasn't that like big, big thing. I just realized like halfway, I think it was like more than halfway into the episode where I mistitled the, or like misnumbered it, but you know, that isn't, it's not like it's like a big thing, like, you know. But yeah, I like the podcast description. I liked the old one too. I just thought, you know, I want to write another one, a new one. Well, I guess there is another one too, because seeing that this is another podcast, like, podcast description. But anyways, I like it. And there's another thing that I was going to say too, I was thinking, talking about like with the publishing industry in this episode, which is why I named it the publishing industry. And then I wanted to talk about consistency with social media. But like, even though I titled it in my audacity, first of all, I can change the title if I want to. It's not like if the titles I have like titled it, it's not like if they're like set in stone. It's not like, you know, I can change it anytime I want to, you know. I want a title that like accurately represents like what, like with what I'm talking about, right? And so I'm like, I don't know if specifically with publishing, I may talk about like, oh, like in reference to like my books that I'm publishing, but I don't know exactly like if I do want to talk about, like, I mean, I like talking about the publishing industry. It's just, at least right now, I don't have anything, like, I was going to say, like, groundbreaking. It's not like if, like, I have seen some, like, publishing kind of related news with, like, specifically with, like, I'm not going to, like, mention too much about it. With this, like, indie author, it was just, like, and I think it's, like, still an ongoing thing, this, like, whole thing, right? And, like, even though I've watched, like, one or two videos on it, I'm like, eh. Like, it was interesting to watch. At least I don't think I want to be talking about it, you know? And there wasn't really, like, there wasn't anything that I heard. And then there was, like, this, like, book box with this, like, whole thing with the book box, allegedly. So there was allegedly with that there. But I don't, like, I heard, like, a thing or two with, like, in the publishing, that's like publishing news / publishing related stuff that's going on, but it wasn't like anything that like piqued my interest to like talk about on my own podcast like itself, you know. And, like, other than like those two things that I like heard, there isn't anything that like I actually want to talk about, so I may not talk in this episode with like the publishing industry, or at least like, because it feels like if I have to have this like big thing, you know, like I have to have like, oh, like I have to do this, that, the third, like I have to have some like groundbreaking thing, which like isn't like necessarily the case, but, like I have to have, but like it stems to like, oh, I have to have this like groundbreaking thing. I feel like I've been like saying the same thing like over and over again. I was gonna be like, but this is my podcast, I can say it. What, you know, but at the same time, I want, you know, it's not like if I want to drive away people. So, what did I do this week? I've been mainly like editing and reading. So that's that. Nothing like new. I don't remember when I recorded the last episode. It feels like it's been a whole, like, while. Oh, yeah. And with the podcast description, it's, like, at least with when I'm uploading. Because I think this episode should be, at least with, because I'm not, like, making any promises that, yeah, this is when I'm going to upload this episode. Especially since I haven't uploaded the previous episode yet, and I want that one to go out before this one. This episode should be coming out on the last Friday of August, so the 29th. And I was going to make a joke saying, oh, it only took me a month to come up with a new podcast description. So, yeah, there's that there. But it feels like this month, because the time I'm recording this, by the way, it's Saturday, August 16th. It's 3:35 p.m. So, yeah, I'm not recording this at, like, 7 p.m. or anything, so I'm recording this. Okay, I think the last episode, I also recorded this earlier in the day, too. So, and I felt like after, I was, like, because it feels like, I should play Stardew today. I played it, I think, wait, I can just bring it up. I was going to be like, oh, like, I think I played it, XYZ, but then I remembered that I can just check. I do with the book that I'm working on, that I'm drafting. I am going to be, my plan is to work on it. Oh, Fields of Mystria. I think I've heard of this game before. I think from what I've heard, it seems like people have liked. And I haven't like heard like, oh, all this like information like that, you know, I just heard like a thing or two about it. I think people like it. Anyways, that's not what I'm here for. The last time I played Stardew Valley was the 10th. So yeah, I was taking it easy that day. I think Yeah, I was taking it easy that day. I do want to play Stardew Valley, some Stardew Valley today. Yet I don't know if I have like all this time to what was I gonna say? I don't know, cause I have like, I wrote down like this like whole like list in my like bullet journal with like what I want to do, because like last night I was like, you know what, today, because I felt like I wanted today, because like I don't know, I just want today for today to like have a list and like to check it off with like, okay, to check off like, yep, I did this, that, the third, you know, like to like visually see the amount of stuff that I've done today. You know. But now I'm like, I mean, it's also like the weekend, and like for me, I'm like, make sure I take it more easy today. But I know I still have like stuff to do, right? So it's like, well, because I want to like finish. Because so wait, how many other notes? So 1, 2, 3, 4. Four of the notes has just like four of the notes alone just had to do with the book that I'm drafting. So, and I have a goal of like, I'm hoping to write 1,000 words today. Like one of it has to do with like not drafting. You know, I don't want to like go into detail with like that there, like with what I have like planned like in my bullet journal. But like one of the things, because with the drafting, I can do it like late in the day too. It's not like it's like, oh, I have to do it now. But like some of the like other stuff that I want to get done, and not like just relating to this book, but some of the stuff like in general that I want to get done, require me to focus more. So it's like, well, I want to do that early in the day, and then if I want to play Stardew, to do it later in the day. At least that's what I'm thinking, because it's like, well, seeing that it's like more like time consuming, just like focusing more on my energy. I think one of the things that like I want to do, I don't think I'm gonna be able to finish it today. I mean, I'm hoping that I finish it today, but I guess I'll just have to see. And I would say, I guess we will have to see, but I don't know if I remember with updating in the next episode whenever I record that. I don't know if I remember to update with that this. So I'm like, I don't want to make that promise. But I'm excited with like, I'm kind of like, it feels like I've been moving like slower today. But I don't know if it's because I should have gotten more sleep or like what. But one of the things, oh yeah, another thing I want to do is record episode 6 of Who Sound Qualified, edit episode 5, and schedule out episode 5. I have, let me pull it up here. It was only like yesterday, more specifically last night, that I started to edit episode 5. I'm only 8 minutes into the episode. And the episode, it's like an hour, let me see here, it's an hour and 35 minutes and 49 milliseconds. So I think last episode, at least so far, has been like the longest, at least it should be, because if I'm not, well, I'm anticipating for it to be like the longest episode. Next thing you know, it's like the shortest episode that I have. But I think I've slowly been like increased. I think I mentioned it in the episode recording or editing, how it's like been slowly like increasing in like length. But like I know, cause yeah, episode 1 was an hour and 7 minutes, hour and 7 minutes, an hour and 13 minutes. At least at the time of recording this, yesterday a new episode went live, which is episode 3, and it's titled episode 3, how do you feel about commentary? So there was that. So that was uploaded yesterday. I'm excited. It's now alive. So yeah, I guess that's really that on that there. But there was something also want to say with that, then that slipped my mind. Oh yeah, it was with specifically with the time, because I now see that, I guess not now, but seeing that my episodes are around that like hour length, that I don't. I don't want the episodes to be like varying too much, you know, like in terms of length. There. Like I don't want let's say like one episode to be like an hour long and then another episode to be like 30 minutes and then another episode be like 2 hours long. I'm not like saying like, at least for me, because especially restarting with like rebrand and stuff like that. I don't want, let's say like episode one, I didn't want it to be like 40 minutes and then, oh no, like 30 minutes and then episode two, like 2 hours, you know? Like, I want the episodes to be like remaining in the like between like 40 minutes to like around an hour and 30 minutes or so, hour and 40 minutes. Cause I don't, next, you know, it'll be quite something though if an episode that I recorded ends up being like 2 hours long. I don't think that if that ever does get to be that long, if like an episode that I do is ever like 2 hours long, I don't think, I mean, this is just me, you know, thinking right now, I don't think it's gonna be like a frequent occurrence, you know, like it's not, I don't think I want it to be a regular occurrence either, in the sense with, but if I have a lot to say too, I'm gonna talk. I'm gonna say what I want to say in that episode two at the same time, and if I just had a lot to say that there, then I'm going to see with that there and pray that when I export the episode and everything, that like my like computer and stuff does not crash or anything. But that's besides the point. There's some thinking that, like, because like until just like the editing alone, it would be like a long and like it's funny because if we, at the same time, it feels like when I'm like looking back too, like when I'm like in the moment, I'm like, oh, this is like not, I'm not like complaining with like how it takes, like it takes me like an hour to edit my podcast episodes or anything, or like, oh no, yeah, I'm not complaining with like it taking me like an hour to record them or anything, right? I'm just saying, like, in the moment, it feels like that, like, hour and 30 minutes is, like, in a way, like, going by slowly. But then, like, when I'm finished, or, like, when I'm 5 minutes later, when I'm, like, finished recording it, I'm like, you know, that actually wasn't that long. Or, like, when I'm, like, looking back, like, a week later, like, now with my episodes, I'm like, oh, yeah, they're an hour long. I was sitting behind the mic, or, like, you know, depending on maybe how you look at it in front of the mic, but like I'm sitting with my microphone talking, and I'm like, yeah, that wasn't like all that long. I was just talking. I mean, I didn't say much. I was gonna say, I think it's been, and then I saw that like on Audacity that like it wasn't like recorded or anything, but it's just, I had to, but I just like realized that the button that, like, because the microphone that I have, like, I can press it off. And then I can press it on again. It's, like, muted, you know? So, like, if I'm just, like, talking, then I press a button. But then when I press it on, then, you know, and it's, like, plugged. I just wanted to do that. Oh, yeah, I did, like, some ASMR in the last episode. That's what I wanted to do. Another thing that I wanted to do, at least that I was thinking last with that, that I wanted to do more like a more like long, like a longer ASMR, and then that like short. I mean, I don't know how it turned out because I haven't like reached that point, that episode, the editing yet. But maybe I should do it now because I do have some writing to do, and like, I mean, it's in a sense killing two birds with one stone because I am like doing some writing, right? And but like, and that will be contribution, pray for the Lord and everything, to my 1,000-word workout goal. So I think I'm gonna record the ASMR in another, and I don't, I I hope you guys like the ASMR. I think what I'm gonna do is record it in another like Audacity project, and then record it in another Audacity project. So that's like, I mean, I could do it in here, but I just wanted to do it in another one, and so that's like separate, because I want it to be like separate, and then like when I export it and everything, I don't know how long I'm gonna like be writing for that or anything. So yeah, if I thought about it, I mean, it's not biggie, because I was gonna say if I thought about it, I would have done it like earlier, but it's like it's still like taking up the same time, plus it's better with me doing it now too, because with doing it now, I would have had to still like set up everything, right? So then it's better with me setting up my stuff like when I'm actually ready to like record an episode. So yeah, y'all will see me faithfully after I do the ASMR with like, oh yeah, it's like keyboard sounds, like typing on my keyboard, because I remember I liked doing it with the previous episode, and I really hope that turns out well. So yeah. I am back. I can't. I was gonna be like, oh yeah, but it was only like a second for you guys or whatever. But now y'all were like literally just hit with the ASMR. I don't know how long that will end up being like in the end. I did record for 21 minutes and 59 seconds. Should have recorded for that one extra second, so that it's like 22 seconds. Not really, I doubt that was a terrible told said joke. But I did record for basically 22 minutes of ASMR, and I got one. Oh well, I can't even say I got this many words, because when I started, wait, let me see where I actually started, and then do some quick math. So by quick math, I mean using my calculator. So, no, but I would say actually, no. I use Audacity. It's not like if I even have to do quick math or anything. But I wrote, wait, let me see. I did, because I wrote around 200. I think, just imagine, because I think it was around 200, 300 words from, I was going to say yesterday, but no, because I wrote a little bit today, and it was at, like midnight, so since I, like, slept and woke up, I didn't, write anything, but I did technically write stuff today, since I wrote, it was, like, past midnight, and I wrote some, I think a word written around 825 words, and that's still like an approximate, because I'm like, okay, because I did add a little bit from what I did, like add like a sentence or two from what I like written like earlier today, right? So like it would be around, I would say that's around that there. Wait, let me see. It's around that much, 800, whatever I said, 825 words, but that's an approximate, you know, and that was 20 minutes, and I was writing mainly dialogue in this. I'm not too sure, because I think this is actually where I think I want the episode, not episode, the chapter to end, like what I wrote. In total, I wrote for today so far 1,080 words. So I actually did with when I said not that one, write 1,000 words for like this book. Oh, I feel like that's like I need to like be better with this like volume. But anyways, that's not right now. So I don't have a writing utensil here with me, or do I? Oh no, I do have a writing utensil with me here. So, let me check that off. That's exciting. Wait, let me do that. So yeah, I am, it's funny with like what I've talked about so far and slash like did and stuff, isn't even like the stuff that like I've written down for what I like want to talk about in this episode. So I'm like, ooh, like I, on top of the fact that, like, I finished, like, this chapter, and I've written 1,000 words, like, over 1,000 words, and I'm, like, feeling good, you know? And with, I want to do, too, like, because I'm not, like, fully, like, certain with, like, how I want, I think, actually, now, I was gonna say, kind of bothers me, I'm going to go back into the Audacity where I was doing it with the ASMR, because to this like with CNS, I think it's like with the with, I don't know if I'll be able to do it though, because I'm like, I don't know with how long it's gonna be, because like there is some like you can hear like something in the background, that's because I think that's like with the electronics and stuff. But anyways, I kind of want to go back and see with it, and we're going back with this chapter. I'm not going back with this chapter, but I think maybe like extending it or something, so it's like ending like where I want it to end, because I'm like not too sure. But I mean, I know that that's what like what editing is for, but at the same time, I'm like, well, why do like if it's bothering me, which is slightly bothering me like a little bit, you know, so I'm like, might as well just go and fix it now, you know. And yeah, okay, I think I'll create Or should I go back? Because I don't know. Because I could. I'm going to try something different. I'm going to add in. I'm going to create like another Audacity file. And include, I think. At least, okay, I think this is what I'm going to do. Go create another Audacity file. And then add that like new ASMR stuff here. Like when I'm finished talking, to add it here. It's like, I'm kind of like doing it how, like, content, not like vlogging, but I'm doing like, okay, I did the ASMR, come back and record, I'm going to do another set of ASMR. Yeah, I think that's what I'm going to do. So I will be back, my dudes. I'll be back, guys. So, yeah.
All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true!
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
I whoa, and there was like, I think I should have marked down what time, like how long that, like with the second recording it took, but with like for me to get this amount of words, but I got an additional 200 words, and this is like the first draft, and then it's gonna need edit and stuff, right? With that said, I'm happy with how I end off this chapter, and it's good to, cause like, apart from the fact that like I wrote, by the way, now I wrote a total of 1,280 words. So apart from the fact that like I wrote over, oh yeah, and I did quote unquote better, if I'm just looking at word count, I know like word count isn't like the determining factor is like how productive was or anything. My goal yesterday was to get, my goal yesterday was to get 1,000 words, and got 514 words, which is still good. And like I said, it's not like an indicator as to like how well, or, like not necessarily an indicator as to how like well I did, you know, because like today I got I got more words, I should say, than yesterday. I got 1,280 words, and I say so far now because I don't know if I'm going to get more words in the draft later today, because I would say that this is a good spot to like end off, like apart from the fact that like I got my goal of writing 1,000 words, I got over that goal. I want to, because I have like a working outline, so I want to plan out the like next like at least 3 chapters, but I want to plan out like more than the 3 chapters. So I want to plan out I don't know if I'm gonna plan out like all like the rest of the book today or anything, right? But I want to plan out at least the next like few chapters, like so the next 3 chapters. I want to plan out the next like 3 chapters right now, maybe more, but I don't see what's like when I'm writing it and stuff. So I'm happy with how, and I'm happy how like the last like 3 sentences of this chapter ended. So I'm happy for that. That I'm happy too that like I finished, apart from, you know, getting that 1,000 words I want, I'm happy that I finished like this chapter like earlier too, because of that, like with, you know, obviously with depending on like what I finish, because I do have other stuff that like I want to do on my to-do list and stuff, with depending like when I finish them and like the time of the day and stuff like that. See, that's, it's 4:35 right now, so I'm like, okay, I will have like, in theory, if I'm like just like really fast with all the stuff that I'm doing, in theory I should have time to plan out the like chapters, compared to if I was writing like finishing the chapter like late in the day, and then I'm like, oh, I don't have time to plan out, to like plan the remaining of the chapter, to plan out any of the chapters or any more chapters, right? But like then again, it's like, well, with the stuff that like I know I want to do, like I written them down, with the stuff that I want to do and everything I want to, I don't know if that like I'll be able to do with that there, but still, like I finished the chapter, I got my 1,000 words. So yeah, like I said, like not, because like especially when like you're when someone is editing, right? Like even if they're not like writing like 1,000 chapters, right? Even if that person is not like not 1,000 chapters, even though that person may not may not be writing 1,000 words in that day, right? They're still like, listen, you may let's say like today, if it was editing, my book, right, to be specific, if it was like editing my book, I may edit like let's say like 1,000 words, right, but then I quote unquote only wrote like 200, right, but like I still edited a lot. Or even if, let's say I edited 500 words, and it depends on like what kind of edits too, right? Like at the same time, because if it's like, let's say like copy it, right, and if I edited like say like a page, right, but then like, because this is a first draft. But then in that page, I'm like, okay, actually, I can't be doing copy edits right now, but I have to be doing more like developmental edits, right? So then, like, I changed around, like, rework, like, that page, right? And I added, like, 500 words. And, but I edited that, like, page. I may be feeling bad because I'm like, ugh, I only wrote 500 words. But then I'm like, no, I edited, like, that, like, page took me, like, a whole, less, like, day to edit, you know? It took me, like, a while to, like, figure out, okay, this is what happens, this is what happens. I need to, like, will this, like, scene work? Will it change what's going to happen with, like, the rest of the story? So this left right here. So I don't know if that's, like, the best example. But I hope you guys, like, get with what I'm saying, with what I'm saying. And I wrote down, like, I have here, oh yeah, I talked with my working outline and enjoying ASMR typing, because I listened back to a little bit with, like, what I recorded, like, not, like, the whole thing, or anything, but I listened back to, a little bit of it, and I'm like, and that made me remember with how I like within, like, YouTube videos, how, like, if it's, like, let's say, for example, a day in my life, as an author, like, something like that, and they include that, like, a day in the life working a corporate 9-to-5 or something like that. I like it, like, day in the life of, like, a university student or what have you, right? I like hearing, like, those, like, little sections where it's, like, ASMR, the typing. It's, like, I don't know how to explain it. I just like it. So I'm, like, you know, might as well. I remember I did enjoy with the, like, the little, like, ASMR, whatever I did, or, like, the ASMR, not the whatever I did, but I did enjoy the ASMR that I did in the last episode, like, when I was recording it. Like I said, I can't say in terms of, like, with the editing with that there, with the ASMR, because I haven't started editing, but no, I did. I can't, like, say anything with that there because I haven't reached that point in editing yet or anything. So, yeah. So I can't say, like, oh, like, yeah, I enjoyed with the edit, that the ASMR came out, like, fire or something like that, right? So, yeah, today is now 4:41. When I came back to, like, record with here, like, after the ASMR, I was gonna be like, why? I was, like, thinking, why does it feel like I've been recording for, like, a while, but then, like, in my, like, audacity, I've been, quote-unquote, only recording for, like, 25 minutes. And then I was like, oh, yeah, with the ASMR. And I wanted to, another reason to use with the ASMR part, right, as to, other than the fact that, like, with the editing, I think it would be, like, easier with just, like, inserting, it seems that they're, like, two different, like, volume levels, like, it's, like, me talking, and then the ASMR, which is, like, quieter, at least with, like, how I set my mic and stuff. Sorry about that, like, pause. Anyways, with the, like, volume levels and stuff, right, that would be different. So, like, it's probably better with including, with having that, at least with, like, knowing, compared to with the last episode, how, like, it was, like, an impromptu to, like, oh, here it is. This time, even though it was still impromptu, I wanted it to be longer. I knew I wanted it to be longer, and too, with, like, when I'm recording, I don't know if it makes sense, at least to me it makes sense, with, like, okay, see, that's, like, a longer thing, like, longer than, like, you know, 10 seconds longer than a minute, right? I'm like, okay, probably best with having it in the same, like, in different Audacity files. And two, it wasn't, this second point wasn't until, like, after basically after I finished the first ASMR. It was a little bit after, like, I finished recording it. You see, I just recorded the thing, like, not too long ago. I'm like, oh, did this, but that was another exaggeration. When I just finished, basically just finished recording, I was like, oh yeah, it would also be good with having it in, like, separate files. So, like, in case, lofu boots, something like with the like ASMR happens, that's like okay, because let's say for one there was like a whole 20 minutes, right? Or like if or like around 20 minutes or whatever, right? But I literally took a photo of it. I can just go back to the photos, see that it was 21 minutes and 59 seconds, right? So it would be, Christina, we're at 39 seconds now. 51 or so minutes. So, like, basically an hour, right? I don't want that, like, I've set myself up for the episode to be, let's say, like, an hour long, right? And then, like, something happens, whether, like, the whole, like, thing corrupts, which basically that doesn't happen, or, like, I edit it down and it's like far less than like, so like the 10 minutes, let's say it's like, I mean the 20 minutes, let's say it's like 10 minutes. Or like if I just decide like when I'm editing it, this episode, I mean, and I just decide, okay, I don't want the thing to be like too long, right? For in case like whoever, I mean, yeah, I know like you can skip that part or whatever, right? Yeah, I don't want it to be like, with people who like, oh, they want, not want to hear and stuff, right? I don't at the same time. Like, when I'm editing it, I may be like, okay, I don't want it to be, like, too long. Or, like, when I'm editing it, I don't want that. I'm like, okay, this is, even for me, this is too long, you know? So, it's like, I don't know. Like, with when I'm editing it, Lord willing, right? I don't want to be like, okay, I set myself up that this is going to be, like, an hour, like, 50-minute long episode with the ASMR. But it ends up being, like, an hour long, you know? I know that's, like, an extreme with, like, that. They're kind of extreme. So I'm like, okay, once with this, I know even with, like, the talking, with me talking here, I could cut, like, 20 minutes of it. For example, in my Audacity file, I have, like, 5 clips in just this, like, one Audacity file with me talking. Anyways, I could, like, cut, like, when I'm editing, cut, like, 20 minutes of this episode. I know that, like, yeah, with, it's still, like, could corrupt, briefly, it won't, though, briefly wouldn't or anything. I know, like, I guess just expectations that, like, I'd rather see in the episode, in this episode with me talking, like, okay, like, yeah, this is, like, an hour and 20 minutes long, and then, like, in the end, it may be, like, an hour and 15 minutes long without the ASMR, and then including it, it was, like, an hour and 30 minutes long, so I don't, because I know, well, at least with the recording, with last episode, that the recording, it's, like, the longest that I've recorded, at least for this, like, Who Sound Qualified, the rebranded podcast episode, or the rebranded podcast, right? That, like, it's been, at least thus far, the longest recorded episode. I don't know if it's gonna be, like, the longest episode, like, so far. Next thing you know, this episode ends up being, like, longer. Let's say I record for an hour and 30 minutes, and then it ends up being an hour and 50 minutes. I mean, I don't know. So, I'm finally getting to, you know, after, like, 42 minutes, I'm finally getting to with what I wrote down here, in the notes. So, I'm going to go with this note. For an old podcast, I would write poems and have them be spoken word poems and then try to get the episode to be, like, 30 minutes long. Oh, yeah. So, because I did have it with this, like, other podcast, and then, I wanted, because, like, then I think it would be in 2020, and how I wanted it to be, like, I wanted to have, like, a spoken word podcast, right? And, I wanted to have a spoken word podcast, right? And then I was like, oh, I like writing, I feel like, too, I was, like, then more trying to, like, see, like, okay, what, like, genre I wanted to, like, podcasting, and I was like, okay, I like writing poems, I want to read out my poems and stuff, right? So, which is what, like, I want with that spoken word podcast. And then I wanted it to be like, the episode to be 30 minutes long, and, like, usually, like, even though my, like, I would say, like, the poems are, like, generally speaking, like, short. I mean, yeah, I know there are, like, poems are like really long and stuff like that, at least with the poems that, like, in terms of like spoken word poems, in terms of like minutes, mine would be like around like, I would say like 1 to 5 minutes long, but like 5 minutes, at least from what I remember at the time, from what I remember, my, like, when I was doing like spoken, like at the time, my poems weren't like reaching like 5 minutes. I think even now, if I were to do spoken word like poems, like, or like read my poems, I don't even think they would reach 5 minutes, like, even now, you know, like, one single poem to be, like, 5 minutes, like, you know, for approximations, they're, like, 1 to 5 minutes long, right, and for it to have, like, a 30-minute long episode, let's say my poems were, like, on the, like, high, let's say 3 minutes, right, you know, kind of in the middle with that there, I mean, I know 2 minutes and 50 seconds would be, like, the exact middle, but let's say 3 minutes. So, if I want it to be 30 minutes long, divided by 3, I would, 30 minutes divided by 3, why? I was not thinking that. But, if I wanted the podcast to be 30 minutes, I would have to be writing 10 poems at 3 minutes long, right? That was, like, a short-lived that there, so, and, yeah, that was, like, a short-lived podcast. I don't know why I thought I had more to say with that there, at least I didn't write down more to say, but I just don't know why I thought that was gonna, like, last, because I thought, like, okay, like, and the thing is, that was a bad comparison with what I was doing, because even though I was comparing with, like, oh, yeah, that's a podcast, like, that, like, that's a podcast episode, that's, like, a, like, lifestyle, like, that's, like, a society, that's, like, society and culture, you know, like, with the podcast tags, that makes it, like, society and culture, right, that some podcasts may with have that there. I was looking at, like, what I'm listening to, like, society and culture podcasts, right, I wasn't, like, looking at, like, other spoken word podcasts, and then, so I'm, like, well, I see that's, like, 3 minutes, right, so I should try to get it to be 30 minutes long, but then, and then I was trying to do it, like, upload, like, every week, even though, like, I didn't say, like, it's not like if I said, like, okay, I'm gonna be uploading every week, you know, like, or what have you, right, like, whatever, right, I wanted to, like, upload, like, I wanted to upload, like, every week, and then, like, a podcast, like, a 30-minute long spoken word podcast every week. Seeing that I, like, had to write approximately, like, 10 poems just to get to 30 minutes, that was not, I quickly, like, I don't think it was, like, a burnout, but I quickly became, like, tired of that there, because I had to, like, I was, like, pressuring myself to do all that there, for no good reason. I don't think it was for any good reason. So, like, I don't know why I did that to myself. And I don't know. Like, I don't even remember what I was thinking. But, like, even though, like, I'm happy that I'm not doing, like, that anymore. Like, I'm happy in the sense with, like, I'm still writing. I'm still, like, doing poems. I'm still what have you, right? I'm happy in the sense I'm not doing it anymore, in the sense of the stress. I was having more stress. I was not having fun. That was not fun. So I'm like, why did I even, like, I was gonna say entertain the thought, but, like, I guess, like, I don't think I would have known without doing it. So I'm happy I did it. And I'm happy I found out real quick that did not work out. I wasn't gonna work out too for, like, because if I was trying to do, like, write 10 poems, I wasn't, like, oh, like, for some, like, challenge, or, like, I'm happy I that quickly stopped. So this was, like, after, with this point, it was, like, I think I wrote down this other point here with, I thought the 8 with the title Behind the Can, because I was, like, I think it was with Listen, like, after I finished recording, I mean, with the last episode. It was, like, close to around that time, but I was, like, yep, I thought the 8 with the title Behind the Can, which was the podcast exclusive, a Patreon exclusive podcast that I had earlier this year. I thought with, like, you know, because seeing that the podcast was called The Spray Can. So that was like, oh, behind the can, you know, like Patreon exclusive podcast. And this is, I thought I ate with that. I mean, I think it's still like a cool title. So, yeah, I guess in a way, because I was like, oh, yeah, I like that. That podcast way more. But then I ended up stopping. It was just, anyways, I'm not going to get into that bit. But I'm happy with, like, with this podcast, with the rebranded podcast, with the Who Sound Qualified podcast, with me as your host. But you guys were already, by me, I mean Angel Clinton. But by the time, it's like almost an hour, depending on with how I edited this. I don't know if it's like, it would be like past an hour yet. But it's like, because it's like an hour of 49 minutes now, right? So I don't know with how I'm editing this, how long. I mean, the ASMR is going to be, it could very well be an hour. But we're like approximately an hour in. And y'all will have known that by now, I think. Unless if y'all skipped ahead and just so happened to land here. In that case, hello. Welcome back to another episode of The Spray... Not The Spray Can. Of Who Said I'm Qualified with your host, Angel Clinton. Episode 6, baby. You see, Gala doing an intro like halfway. Not halfway, but almost an hour into it. It's already almost 5 p.m. It's 4:56 p.m. It kind of hears me being dramatic. I'm like, it kind of feels like I've been recording for like forever. And then I'm like, because it's like almost 5 p.m. And then I'm like, oh, it's 5 p.m. It's like basically the evening. And like, I'm like, oh, it's the evening. Basically, like, it's like 5 p.m. It feels like, oh, I mean, I know it's not like late in the day. I'm like, 5 p.m. is almost close to 6 p.m., which is almost close to, like, 10 p.m. I know those are, like, big leaps and jumps and stuff like that, right? That's just me. I'm like, oh, it's like, I like when it's, like, noon, I'm like, oh, the day's already over. I know that's, like, dramatic. I feel like when it's dramatic, it feels like it sounds, like, traumatic. I don't know. I mean dramatic. Dramatic. Another punch of wrote down is not wanting this romance book to be boring or anything, currently writing the quote-unquote quieter scenes. So yeah, I don't want, that's like a thing that I want to say, like, worried. I want to say, like, worried, right, about, like, writing, like, the quieter scenes or anything. It's just that, like, I don't, oh, with writing, like, the boring scenes, it's just, I don't want that, like, because, like, I don't want, because this is, like, a contemporary romance book. This isn't, like, a paranormal romance or, like, a fantasy romance. So it's, like, well, I mean, even though, like, a paranormal or a fantasy romance book could, like, even though, like, I could be, like, for myself, for my thing, I could be, like, writing, like, a boring scene, like, for my own writing, let's say. Like, let's say I'm, like, writing a scene, and then I come back to edit it. I'm like, this is boring. What is the point of this? Like, this isn't leading the, this isn't pushing anything forward, right? So, like, even in, like, that sense, like, it could still be, like, my thing could still be boring. And, like, I don't want that, right? I don't want, like, my writing to be, like, boring. I don't want it to, like, be moving, pushing the characters, like, further, right? Like, I don't want to be that, like, oh, like, it's, like, kind of like, oh, I'm not, like, learning anything. Like, I'm not, like, seeing, like, the relationships, like, develop or anything, right? Like, I don't want that to, like, happen, right? I don't want, like, that, like, I don't want to be, like, falling asleep with, like, my own writing. I don't want to be, like, ugh, this is so boring. Why did I write this? And, like, questioning, like, is this even good? Should I even be working on it, right? So it's, like, well, is that, but at the same time, I don't want to be, like, like I said, I wouldn't necessarily say, like, worrying, but I don't want to, like, at the same time, always completely be thinking about it, like, when I'm writing this draft, right? Because I'm, like, it's still, like, the first draft. This is the first draft. I am still, like, it's, I guess figuring things out is the right phrase. I'm still like figuring things out. So at the same time, I don't want to be like pressuring myself to like have it all figured out right now. It's still the first draft. I think that I have so much to choose that I have to, like, first of all, you know, get the thing on the page. And I was like, this can be edited, you know? So I'm like, this work where we can be edited later. It's not like if, like, what I write now is, like, all set in stone, right? This is quite literally only the first draft. As what I've heard, like, online says, like, I'm like kind of like telling myself the story, right? And it's like, well, this is still the first draft. Like, yeah, the first draft may be like longer, and that a thought did pop into my mind that, like, well, a few thoughts, which, what if this novel, like, what if the like first draft of this novel ends up being, I mean, I'm not gonna say like 2,000 words or 200,000 words. I mean, like, I hope that the first, I still don't want that first draft to be like that long, because right now I'm at, Scrivener saying that I'm at 87,151 words in this draft. So I'm like, well, I had thought that, like, okay, what if this is longer? What if this is like 105,000 words, 110,000 words, right? Like, I don't want this story to be like unnecessarily long, right? And I don't want it to be like unnecessarily short. Yeah, I'm like, because that's the reason why, because with this story, with this is like the second draft, I don't want it or like draft like 1.5, right? Because the previous draft, I wasn't even like halfway done and it was already at like 105,000 words or some craziness like that, right? And like I said, I wasn't even halfway done. If it was like almost finished, like if I had like, let's say like 2-3 chapters left to write, then that was like one story, right? But I wasn't even halfway done. And then with me being, alright, I don't know why I closed it down for the Scrivener file for it. So I'm like, I'm almost at, because I'm at 87,151 words. So to be at 9,000 words, I would need -87,151. I would need 2,849 words, right? I mean, I know that's like 10,000 under the 100,000 words. I'm like, that's like around the chapter, you know? That's like, because my chapters are being like around like 1,000 words. So a handful would be like 3,000 words, right, in this first draft. So I'm like, to get to 9,000 words, I would have to write like, let's do like a chapter, right? So then I'm like, will I be able to finish this whole book? Because I think at this rate, if I'm finishing, because part of me is like, okay, if I finish, let's say, the book in 10,000 words, right, then I'm like, okay, I don't want to be rushing it. Because that's, like, a lot of stuff to be, like, putting in, like, 10,000 words, right? But I don't want to be, like, stopping the draft and then going rewriting, like, the first, like, little bit again, you know? So it's, like, I'm going to, like, finish this draft, like, completely finish this draft. And if it ends up being, let's say, like, 150,000 words, even though I know that that's, like, really long, I'm not planning on keeping that book, this book to be, like, I'm not planning on the final draft being 150,000 words, right? Because I'm thinking that there will be, like, stuff that, like, I would have to cut out and everything, right? Yeah, and, like, slash stuff that isn't necessary. Yeah, I'm, like, not, like, worried, but, like, I don't want this story to, like, be, like, unnecessarily long, right? But, like, at this, I'm like, I know I will have to finish this draft, right, before I can see anything. I have to finish this draft before I can make any, like, I have to, like, complete the draft, you know? I have to complete it, even if it's, like, for whatever odd reason, I have to complete it, even if it's, like, 150,000 words. I'm not saying that that's going to be, like, the end of the book. Like, I'm not, after that, there, I'm going to, like, let rest for, like, a month or two, and then during that month or two, I'm still set to work on my horror short story collection, like, after I'm finished this draft. And then I'm hoping that that would take me, like, because, like, the previous So my throat is like getting like sore. I don't have any water yet. Sure, I don't know why my throat is like this sore right now. But anyways, because the last short story collection I wrote took like, I think it was like just, it was either just under a month or just like over a month. Like it was like less than like a week, like something under. It was something like that, between 1 to 2 months, right? I would say 2 months. So then I'm like, okay, if this whole short story collection takes me, let's say 2 months, it also takes me 2 months, then I'll be taking those 2 months off from working on this romance book that I'm working on so that I get some distance and stuff with that there. And yeah, and then after I'm planning to take it to see how it goes and everything, right? But I know to like, I shouldn't, like, I'm telling myself this, that, like, I shouldn't be making any, like, drastic, like, calls or anything with, like, okay, this needs to be cut, that needs to be cut. At least right now, I don't see, I mean, yeah, when I come back, there may be, oh, actually, no, there is already, I take it back, there is something that, like, I know I want to cut, like, because I had this, like, subplot that I wanted to include, but then I'm like, kind of like when, as I was writing, that kind of like fell off, and then like, kind of at least thinking about it, I'm like, yeah, I would just rather take that out, because I wanted to like help with like, it was for character development, right? But like, I don't want that part of character development. Like, there are, like, it's not like if like that was like the only character development thing in my book or anything. I'm just like, with this, like, because I had a purpose for, you know, I had a purpose for that there, right? But then now I'm like, okay, I don't think, as I make my way through the book, like writing this draft, the purpose, I'm like, I don't think that don't fulfill the purpose, right? So I'm like, I don't want to cut that part out. That, at least, I was right now, that's a small thing I want to cut out. So it's like, well, apart from that, I don't have anything that I want to cut now, so I'm taking it as a good sign. So yeah, let me go see with what else I have. That's basically with that there. So I've been writing down notes throughout the week as to what I want to talk about on this podcast, and I've kind of been enjoying that there. I mean, I enjoy too, like, okay, being like, oh, I have a vibe, I have thoughts. Let me go sit down with those vibes and thoughts, those hopes and dreams. something hits at the same time too. Something hits different in a good way with how I'm like, oh, la-di-da-di-da, going about my week, and then I'm like, oh, this I could talk about for my podcast for the next episode. Ooh, or like later down the week. Oh yeah, I want to talk about like this other thing too. Like, oh, this is going to be so interesting. And like, even though I do like sitting down with it, okay, what do I want this episode to be? I also like the vibes. As one may say, I like the vibes too with how I'm going about my week. And I'm like, oh, I could talk about this, I could talk about that, I could talk about the third, you know. So like, and then like writing down those notes. And then I'm just like, oh, I was feeling like, oh, this is like nice, this feels new. Oh yeah, I did talk about because I said, oh yeah, I'm finally getting to the nose, but then I see how I said, I finally changed my podcast description, and then I put it back and read it. I forgot I put that on my notes with what I wanted to like talk about, because I like long since talked about that there. I was gonna be like, oh yeah, this is gonna be like the first episode under 50 minutes. First of all, we're like an hour and 2 minutes and like 55 milliseconds into, we're like now like I'm an hour and 3 minutes into the podcast. I'm like, yep, this is probably gonna be like a 50 minute long episode, you know, 55 minute long episode, because it doesn't like, I have like 1, 2, 3 points left to like read, and like, this is just like me glancing at the points, like I have 3 points left to read, right? But then that like sometimes I can spend like 20 decades not literally that long, you know, let's say like 20 decades on like a topic, right? So and then I'm like talking anyways, but like I literally have the ASMR thing, so it's like, well, I don't know what I'm getting at. Because I'm just like, oh yeah, this is probably going to be like 50 minutes long because like I don't have much left to talk about. But I probably should go like, I'm acting as if I'm like leaving someone's house. Because I was like, oh yeah, I probably should go soon. Other than the fact that like I'm almost finished talking about like what I'm talking about. Other than that, then I'm like, I'm almost finished to talk about what I'm like, I don't know. But I think, I was just, I think, gonna, like, relax a little bit. I don't know what I'm gonna do with after I finish recording this episode. I will have to see. So, oh, let me go back to the point. I even when I said this, I wrote, I at least with planning out this episode, I was so fun writing the notes down as the days pass. I already have a working title for the next episode, though that could change. The working title is episode 7, Having Failed Writing Projects. I don't know, I haven't like written down any notes or anything yet. Yes, like I may be spoiling, I guess maybe in the sense of, I don't know if this is going to be the next episode or what. So I guess I may be spoiling the title, but like I said, episode 7, Having Failed Writing Projects. At least that's what I'm thinking that the following episode is going to be about. But I don't know, though. Because I haven't written any notes or anything for it. And, like, basically, like, all... Well, because all my writing projects are failed projects. But that's just an over-exaggeration. I know that's not the case, too. Like, obviously, that's not the case. I was still a lot of my writing projects from when I was, like, younger. Were, like... I guess I would consider them like failed writing projects, right? I don't know with what. I didn't even talk about with like social media. I think I would have to change this episode to be like something completely different because I didn't even talk about with like what, like in this, like the title, the publishing industry and consistency with social media, which is something I need to get better at, consistency with social media. So then I had talked about it for like 0.2 seconds, but no, I'm not getting title. I will have to change, I will want to change the title because I didn't end up talking about what I wanted to talk about. And like I said, mentioned with like how, with this being like a tentative title, like even with like my outline, even though I put, because I thought I was going to like sit down and write more like with, like, I, like, plan out more with, what this episode was, like, gonna be about, right? Like, when that ended up, like, not happening like that there, because, like, I decided, like, okay, I'm gonna do that there, and then I'm just gonna go record a podcast episode. I decided, because I thought I was gonna finish, that's another thing. I thought I was going to finish the outline because I wanted to like write more with the outline last night. So like I thought that I was going to like be doing that there, which is why I didn't like put like, oh, finish planning this podcast on my like to-do list for today. Because I was like, oh yeah, I'll do that. I'll be doing that like, I thought I was going to do that. I thought I was going to do that yesterday, but that ended up not being the case. But I kind of thought, like, maybe even though I didn't put it on my to-do list, even though I was kind of tempted to put it on my to-do list, was, like, planning out the episode. I was still, like, at the back of my mind, I was like, okay, I'm going to plan out, like, what I'm doing, let's say, like, eating breakfast or something, preparing breakfast. I'm like, okay, I'm going to plan out the rest of my episode today, like, or like right now or whatever. And but that didn't end up happening. But I still think that this, I mean, I know I didn't like edit, I know I haven't like edited the episode or anything yet. I think this ended up being a good episode. I would like it. In my total, completely unbiased opinion, totally that's me being sarcastic, I think, in my unbiased opinion, sarcasm, this is a good episode. I would like to think all my episodes have been good episodes, but that's my non-biased opinion. Completely biased, by the way. But yeah, I want to start using my bullet journal again. There's some months where I use it every day, and other months where I don't. So yeah, I guess I did mention it with my bullet journal, because with this bullet journal, I've had it. I've gotten last year, 2024, and one thing I like with bullet journals, where like you fill in the months of stuff yourself, like fill in the journal yourself, like basically that's like a complete like general thing of the thing, you know. One thing I like about it compared to like regular like journals, where it's like with like regular journals where like they're like months and like weeks and stuff already laid out, is that it's like, well, if I don't, for those journals, if I don't use it that week, then it's like kind of like wasted. Not even kind of, that's like wasting it. So I'm like, I can't like, because that's like the only week where it's like Monday is on, like where like Sunday is the first and like Saturday is like the seventh, Saturday, you know? So it's like compared to with my bullet journal, if I didn't use it, because now I plan my day, like write down my day, like day by day, basically. Like if I don't use it for like a month, I'm not like wasted paper. If anything, I have like more. That's how with this year, with this bullet journal, how come I was able to use it for like 2 years, right? Because not every day, like some months I will be using it like, oh, like every day, let's say, like every day that month, right? And then other months I may not use it at all, so that I'm like, this is like saving paper, and it's like, what, saving me, because I don't have to like go out and get another bullet journal yet. To like when I tried to do a 10k day, I wrote 10k day challenge, and it was on a Saturday, right? So I'm like, I like how like I still like how I can like, if I wanted to like include like have a page where it's like, oh yeah, 10k day, here's my progress. And was it last month? Oh yeah, last month. I thought I was gonna use it more last month in July. I thought I was gonna use this bullet journal like more last month, because I did like July, and then I literally only did one page. I wasn't even like a to-do list. It wasn't like a to-do list or anything. It was me writing down with my current projects. And that was that. That was literally that there, like for the whole 31 days. That's the only page I used. The only page I did. And then May, I didn't, you see, it went from, I had like May and then July and then August. So I didn't even use it in, like at all in June. And then May, I mainly like, it wasn't even like bullet journaling, like, oh yeah, this is why, oh, well, it wasn't like, oh yeah, this is what I'm going to do today. I wrote down like some like ideas. So like, I like how I have the like freedom, and like, I like how I don't like need to get like a separate notebook. I mean, as a writer, I like my notebooks. I like having free notebooks. I like having free and good notebooks. I like having good pens, pencils, stationery stuff, right? Yeah, I am happy too that like I don't like, if I, unless like I don't have, like I don't like have to get like a whole new notebook for this here, you know? I like how I can have like, if I want to, one individual notebook. So yeah, I like that like flexibility to do whatever I want. But yeah, I'm gonna thank you guys for listening to this episode of Who Sam Qualified with your host Angela Linton. I'm gonna, oh yeah, I want to say too quickly that like, I think I mentioned it in one of the previous episodes, I like how I just like start like, okay, like start it, like hit record. As soon as I hit record, I'm like, oh, like what thought I have for that day, like if that day I'm like hit record, I'm like, oh what, like as soon as I hit record, I could be like, oh, I'm so sleepy right now. Like, I don't know why I thought waking up at like 7 in the morning when I went to sleep at like midnight was a good idea. Like, I know I'm getting 7 hours of sleep approximately, but I probably should have gotten more. Don't know why that was a good idea, you know? Like, I could start off that episode like that, that if I wanted to. So I'm like, I like how I've been doing that, like it's just gets right into the episode, you know. So I'd be enjoying that there. But anyways, I'm gonna end off this episode now. It's 5:20 p.m. I am actually sleepy. Like I can just feel it in my eyes. And not even in my eyes. It feels like at the bottom of my eyes, you know. But anyways, I am sleepy. I've finished my points too. I don't have anything else to say. So thank you guys for watching, for listening to another episode of Who's Done Qualified with your host, me, Angel Clinton. Thank you guys for listening to this episode, episode 6. And I hope, oh yeah, this should be with, at least with the upload, I'm hoping that this will be the last episode. Like, I'm hoping that this episode will go out the last Friday of the month, which is the 29th floor drilling. So, yeah, happy last Friday of the month if this is going out on last Friday of the month. So, yeah, anyways, thank you guys for listening to another episode of Who's Done Qualified with your host, Angel Clinton. I feel like I said my name so weird, with Angel Clinton. Okay, bye.